Okay, my friend, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hey friend, I heard you're feeling sick, you're not feeling well. And those times really, really, really suck because you just want to be better and go back to it. The health, but it also makes you like so aware of like, wow, the incredible, amazing blessings that I've been walking around with all my life. Like this week, I couldn't stop thinking about the fact that my skin, subhanAllah, I don't have skin pain. Like I don't have pain in my skin. I was thinking about the times where I like burned myself, got a really bad burn, and that burned really badly. And then the healing process, anytime someone accidentally touched it, that would hurt so bad, right? But it's a blessing, you know, not to live in pain. But it's also one of the biggest tests because it's so easy to forget a blessing. It's so easy. It's so easy to forget a blessing. Like when I have my health, alhamdulillah, full health, I don't have any like ankle pain or heel pain or knee pain or back pain or stomach pain. You know, even those times when I could, you know, don't have any, like my stomach, not my stomach, my throat. Swallowing doesn't hurt. You know, food doesn't feel terrible. Eyes don't hurt. Head doesn't hurt. Tooth pain. Oh my God. Like the times I was going through tooth pain. There was a time I had tooth pain for like 3 months. And it was all because I had to wait for my insurance. And I couldn't get the tooth out. And it was like constant pain. Like I had to be on medication. Otherwise it was like some, like it was like a bear was gnawing at my jaw. That's what it felt like. But to be in a state of alhamdulillah health, it's a blessing that we don't really think about, and it's easy to forget and easy to take for granted, and then easy to abuse by utilizing it in ways that are not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah gave me this health, like I would be making dua for it, and then He gives me the health, and then I forget, okay, and then I start to abuse it. Like, start to abuse it. You know, when I don't have the health, at least I'm not abusing it. Every day that I wake up, you know, I'm like, every minute I spend like, oh my God, I gotta go. Especially when I get the cold or the fever or the flu, I'm like, I gotta go back to bed. I gotta go, you know, I gotta eat something. And it's just like the day revolves around maintenance of my health. But when it's given to me and it's granted to me, and then I just become, oh wait, I don't remember it. I don't remember the pain. SubhanAllah, it's another test. And that's the beauty of Islam. Like there are certain religions that teach where it's like if there's something wrong in your life, like you're going through pain, that means you did something wrong. Or, like, there's something wrong with you. And abundance is only given to those that Allah is pleased with or God is pleased with. And that is such an alienating idea. Because it makes the person who is going through things be pitied and sometimes pushed away. And the other person who is given abundance to become arrogant and complacent and to start think that they got it on their own or their own merit or something like that. And the reality is that's not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. So when Islam teaches us that the pain is a test and the ease is a test, being healthy is a test and being not healthy is a test, and Allah chooses which tests of a person goes through, you don't start to pity anybody because you're like, okay, wait a minute, these people are going through something that's really painful and I'm going through something that's really easy. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm better than them in some capacity, but I'm going through my own test. It's really easy to forget and be thankful in that time, right? They're going through their own tests. So everything is a test, right? And it's actually a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He outlines in the Quran, right? When the people who disobey Allah get to a point where they have rejected truth after they've known it, that it was the truth so many times in their heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We start to give them everything. We start to open the doors to everything for them. So they have abundance in housing, gold, beauty, abundance. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Every door is open for them. From the outside, their life looks wow. In another, in Zukhruf, Allah says, if the people were one nation, we would have given the people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala houses made of gold in this dunya. And it just switches your mentality. It just switches it completely of like, whoa. Who's really loved by Allah? Is there anything superficial that shows that? And I love that because now it's like before, we live in a society, especially American society, that's based on trying to get you to feel like you don't have enough and that you need to buy something in order to be complete. So they shower you with images of luxury, of this is who you need to be. And buying this product, you're going to get there. Like they will psychologically do all of this for you. All to say that the person who has more is better. But Allah tells us no. Sometimes a person that has too much, that one is a person who's being punished. They're being punished with abundance. SubhanAllah. So one thing I really learned living is that I can never be too smart for my environment. You know? Your environment really affects you as a human being. There is some unconscious absorption of the beliefs of the society and the people around you. That's what, like, checking in with yourself. That's what every day, every couple hours, we have to renew our faith. You have to clock in back with Allah. Like the salawat being 5 times a day, I understand it more than ever now. Because the amount of bombardment of your mind and our brains of messaging that is not what our hearts were created for. It's like millions of messaging reinforced by so many different things in life. Especially if you're living in a society that is devoid of God, or God is not the center of it, and the God is your desires. You start to absorb that unintentionally, not knowing it. So, you know, you have to deprogram your brain. We have to intentionally deprogram our brain and think about, okay, what are the aqidah that I've taken from society? What are these, like, beliefs that I've taken from society? And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me? And am I tuned in? Which one am I tuned into? Which one are my fears tuned into? Because your brain will tell you. What are you actually afraid of? Are you afraid of being outcasted? Are you afraid of being alone? Are you afraid of you know, looking weird? Or is it the other way around? Where you understand that true loneliness is being away from Allah and not being connected to Allah, your creator. You start to understand that the opinions of the people, if you start to follow them, it'll just drive you crazy. So the only, you only, there's only one opinion that you care about, that your actions, am I pleasing Allah or am I displeasing Allah? Is this something that Allah would see me doing and be happy with me? Or is it the other way around? Are you afraid of losing the love of Allah? Are you afraid of Allah looking at you and not even speaking to you? Right? What love are you afraid to lose? That will clarify for you the creeds, the beliefs that your brain works. Because you could say to yourself something, but you're running completely different. How many people say I love myself, but every time they allow and believe the insults that their brain throws at them, they say things to themselves that they would never say to any other human being. So I know you're sick and it's a blessing, and just know it's temporary. You won't even remember it when you're healthy. And be like, I don't remember that. And that's the beauty of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kind of made it. Pain, the only time you remember is just that time period that you're going through it, and it's going to go away. Right? It's going to go away. So I had to jump on the mic today just to give you a little gift. And I'm working on creating a more systemized. I've been really doing beautifully in slowing down. And I've slowed down so much this year. If I compare beginning of the year and end of the year, I'm gonna day and night. And I've slowed down so significantly, and I'm planning to slow down even more. Like, it's not about speed anymore. It's about distance, consistency, length. I'm in groups where a teacher, I think she was doing one page a day or something, but it's like teaching people how to recite and correcting recitations. But the group was started in like 2018. Several years. Like, that's like, how many years ago? We're about to hit 2026. That's like 8 years ago, 7 years ago. So I'm tuning into distance, and I'm also enjoying the view along the way. I'm enjoying the view along the way because all of this, like everything that I'm running for, everything that I'm like, oh, I gotta do faster, I gotta do this fast, all that is all gonna go away. At the end of the day, it's really gonna feel like an afternoon. We're gonna look after, like, you know, we wake up, we're like, oh my God. Oh my God, we took a test. We all took a test, bro. Like, we are in the test right now. But when we're done, we're going to be like, we took a test. And here are the results of my test. And it's in my hands, in front of me. Right? And I don't know where eternity. Like, there's an ayah that always hits me, like Surah Al-Fajr. It says, oh, there's someone who's going to say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, how I wish that I had prepared for my life. And they say this on the Day of Judgment. Oh, how I wish I had prepared for my life. Which teaches you, this is not life. This is not real life. This is illusion, little test, little simulation, you know? The truth comes out sometimes. We're all in a simulation. People don't even know they're really talking real, but it's just a simulation. And then when they get their book and they're looking at it after they've been resurrected, they're like, oh, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Oh, how I wish I had prepared, that I had sent forth something for my life. the real life, life of eternity. And you know what I'm also looking forward to? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of this, like, the gathering link up that I'm looking forward to. It's like, you know, when you get your hisab, there's the sirat al-mustaqim, which is a very thin, thinner than a hair bridge over Jahannam. Okay? It's over the hellfire that we all have to cross. And on the other side is Jannah. Okay? We all have to cross. It's a bridge. Skinnier than a hair. It's thinner than a hair. And then you could see some people, as they're walking it, Jahannam will extend its reach and grab them. And it's going to be pitch dark. And some people will pass it like lightning. The speed of light. Boop-bah! They're on the other side. Some people will be moving speed of sound. Some people will be walking. Some people will be running it. And it all depends on how fast did you respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the prayer called, or there was something that you needed to correct, or there's tawbah that you needed to do. How fast did you run to it? That's kind of what determines the speed. So, sirat. And then you pass the sirat. And then after that, there's a big area right in front of the doors of Jannah. And we're all just waiting around. Right? We'll be waiting until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam steps to the door of Jannah and he grabs the handle and he knocks the door. So the link up I'm looking forward to is that time right before, you know, the doors of Jannah open up. You're watching, okay, alhamdulillah, you made it yourself, okay, alhamdulillah. But you're looking back and you're watching, you're waiting for your people. You're like, who's gonna come? And then I see your face and I'm like, ah, oh my God. Oh my God. And then we run. You'll be speaking Arabic that day, but you know. We run at each other. I'm like, ah. And if we were people of the Quran, and may Allah make us people of the Quran, everybody else is naked. You're dressed, right? You got the jewelry. You got the beauty of it. You're just, ah. Oh my God, you made it. We made it. Link up of eternity, bro. Like, that is the real one. The real celebration. And then we stand next to each other. We wait for our other friends. Ah! Yo! And then we're going to have a reaction vlog. Just going like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Let's watch. Oh, that's the Prophet. Oh my God, that's Prophet Ibrahim. Oh my God, that's Prophet Adam. Oh my God. There's going to be all these people. And the doors of Jannah will open, jaws dropped, and you're like, ah. And they're like, I'll see you guys maybe in 100,000 years because I got to go explore my property, my corner in Jannah. And hopefully it'll be in Firdaus. Ah. Sorry, guys, I gotta run, I gotta go. I need my solo exploration time. Or maybe we would be so excited to stay together and then explore everybody's house all together. Be like, Dev, this is what you got. Me, my house, I know you gotta go to a cliff and then you gotta jump off and you gotta fly. You gotta fly to my house. I just know that. You gotta be like a bird. You gotta go. I'd be like, yeah, guys. I always wanted to fly in dunya. I don't know if it's gonna happen, but like a bird, you gotta fly all the way through the clouds with the sunset colors, you know? Gotta fly to get to my spot. And then you just know it's eternity. That's all you got left. You got nothing else but enjoyment and eternity. And there is a word that Allah says in Surah Al-Kahf, which he uses the word makifina fihi abada, which means they're gonna be in Jannah always. Makatha means like in anticipation of something. It's not like you go somewhere and you after a while you get used to it. No, it's like eternal anticipation of better. Like, you're just, oh my God. And all we gotta do is struggle here. This time, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam compared to staying on your deen during this time is a fitna, like holding on to a hot coal. But alhamdulillah, Allah, with the help of Allah and the assistance of Allah, we could do better. And the days you are sick, it's like you could see the dunya for what it is. Alhamdulillah. Anyways, I love you. Keep working. Keep working. We gotta link up. We gotta link up that to celebrate, to be like, celebrate together. Come on now. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. You've been listening to Studio Diaries. This is Muna Sheikh Omar. And welcome back, Muna. I gotta say that to myself. See you guys in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum.